The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. The grand reopening sale on now. Why in the world would you shop anywhere else?
3 minutes away from news. Harley Carnes, welcome to another week, sir.
Hi there, Chris. How's it going?
Very, very well, mate. Recovering from the snowstorm. Some of these pictures I've seen are just extraordinary.
Well, they are. And we've had it was the largest snow in New York City, I guess, in a day or so in many, many years, if ever. We had about 12,000 flights canceled for the weekend. It's a four-day weekend, stretching from essentially Washington area up to Boston. It was a blizzard. It was heavy, heavy snow from West Virginia to southern Maine. More than 70 million people have been affected. We had 3 feet of snow in many places. Where I am in New Jersey, we had more than 2 feet, about 3 feet. Mm. There were the largest number, where it looked like 42 inches of snow in Glendale, Virginia. Coastal New Jersey was flooded. It's just been a mess. In Washington, D.C., they did not even run the metro subway system at all for more than 24 hours, or almost 48 hours.
A global freezing problem for all of you in the U.S., and lives lost.
Actually, we've been lucky. It doesn't look like very many lives lost at all. I haven't gotten the latest count, but we got very, very lucky. We have also thousands and thousands of people still don't have their electricity back.
Yeah, yeah. An earthquake in Alaska as well?
6.8 magnitude. The Kenai Peninsula. You know, you say earthquake in Alaska, sort of like saying earthquake somewhere in the eastern United States. It's a big, big area, but this is south-central Alaska, about 160 miles southwest of Anchorage. Mm-hmm. They've also had 4.3 and 4.7 aftershocks. We're lucky nobody's died there either, but there have been a lot of gas leaks, homes evacuated, one home exploded, things fell off the shelves all over, and everybody's just kind of glad that that didn't turn out to be a lot worse. We remember the big earthquake in Anchorage many years ago that was just devastating.
Yeah, 6.8, still a sizable quake. And some valuable bull semen stolen, Harley.
In Turlock, California.
Where did you get this? Go on.
Well, you know, it's a big business. You know, I learned more about it little by little, but and these were little tanks of doses, if you will, stolen from a pickup truck, possibly an inside job. They say it's very special semen from two different bulls, said to be of the top 1% of the world's bull population, the cream of the crop, if you will. They figure it was enough to impregnate more than 1,000 very lucky cows. Value more than $50,000. And it's hard to replace it because it's harvested 2 to 3 times a week for weeks in order to produce 3,200 units. So we've got some very tired bulls who are going to have to go back to work.
To find the cream of the crop again. Thank you, Harley. Appreciate that. Harley Carnes.